Cliff Brewer was a coal miner for 14 years before Oxbow laid him off. Now, he's struggling to find work in the North Fork Valley.
And I read the ad in the paper saying they were going to have the state representatives here and local representatives, and I was hoping really for a, you know, some kind of solution or at least some kind of ray of hope for us. And I didn't hear anything that was positive. Every solution I heard of today was long term. Well, for a lot of us, where there's long term isn't an option. We're already behind on our mortgages. You're behind on my truck payment. Little things like that. There was no solution here to help us with any of the immediate things.
Sarah Carlquist is the director of Delta County Economic Development. She quoted a letter that Senator Mark Udall wrote to the U.S. Department of Commerce last week. He asked for federal aid to, quote, ensure the recent layoffs do not cripple local economies.
My response to that, I think we're a little crippled already.
School enrollment is one of the most visible impacts of the layoffs so far. Here's Karen Gibson, the superintendent of Delta County Public Schools.
Over the last 5 years, we have lost over 400 students. This year alone, we were down 107 students on October 1 from the previous year.
The state gives Delta County $6,300 per student. That means that last year alone, the district lost over $630,000 in state funding. To cope, the school district is combining the Crawford School and the North Fork Community Montessori School and laying off teachers. It's not fair to blame the county's enrollment problems entirely on the mines, but Gibson said the layoffs affect kids in other ways.
We've had some parents coming to school sad, frustrated, in tears because they don't know what their future looks like. We've had students upset, crying, trying to keep it together, but when mom and dad aren't doing well, students aren't doing well.
There's still hope that Oxbow might start mining again in a year or so. Mike Ludlow, the mine's manager, said it takes about 12 months to buy a new longwall. That's the $80 million piece of equipment that was lost when coal caught fire underground last year. Ludlow said there's still about 35 million tons of coal left to mine, about 6 years' worth. And eventually, they're going to need miners to dig it up.
We would like to think that we'd be able to call almost all of our people back. I think I'm glad to say that some of them have already found jobs and may not be available to come back.
Brian Waitman used to work on the longwall at Oxbow, but now he's applying for jobs at other mines. Still, he hopes to be back at Oxbow in the future.
Ludlow said a year delay, which is doable. I can get by for a year if, in fact, it comes back. I'm going to make an attempt to find something. If I can't, it could get pretty lean.
Towards the end of the talk, Reeves Brown of the Colorado Department of Local Affairs told miners they shouldn't depend on outsiders to help them.
The state can support and is here to support, and we'll continue to do what we can to support, but the solutions are going to come from this community. You show me a community that has heart and soul, that has people that are willing to step up, I'll show you a community that's going to thrive. And by contrast, you show me a community that doesn't have that kind of leadership, you can't throw enough money at that community to make them succeed.
Brown encouraged the miners to think positively. He told a story about his son, who was upset after losing a wrestling match to one of Paonia High School's renowned wrestlers.
I shared with him, you know, going forward, you can focus on that beating that you just took, and you can be victimized by that. Or you can focus on the next match, and you can focus on what you have or what you don't have. You can focus on the future or you can focus on the past.
Many speakers suggested the miners go back to school or learn to do something else. But for Cliff Brewer, that's not an option.
I'd rather stay mining if I could. It's a way of living to us. It's not just a job, you know, and it's something that pays me. I don't have a college degree. I make 80 grand a year. You tell me another job that you're going to give me that's going to pay me $80,000 a year. There's none. I'm going to go where the mines are at, and unfortunately, that's not here anymore.
For KVNF, I'm Emily Guerin.